All right, Troll Train. Damn it. I thought we had a third. Damn it, Troll Train.
Yeah, a little bit.
How angry Phil's going to be?
Well, did I show you the text messages you showed me today?
No.
Oh,
I
got to show you this.
Okay, we're going to live updates from, is he watching Supercross live?
And look how it thumbed everyone.
Yeah, he said, don't be a cunt today. Win a fucking heat race. Punt some fucks. Yell at somebody. A great inspirational. Thanks, Phil. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
That's what I woke up to, and I was like, honestly, I'm happy that my friend texted me.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, look, grab the lead. You know, almost got a third. Improvements from the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of in a tough spot at Glendale. The bike was really bad in the whoops. And so we went up to Charlotte, JGR this week, did a lot of testing. Kind of just, you know, reinvented the wheel, I guess, and tried some things. But we had a direction, though, that we knew we needed to go after the first four. So, and I feel like, obviously, that it's showing tonight that we went in the right direction. Starts were on point. Obviously, we're a little off in practice for sure, but I think that was just a result of making so many changes this week. It kind of took me a while to feel it out. But it was just good to know that, like, I can run the pace. Obviously, Ferrandis and Faulkner got away a little bit, but I made a few mistakes here and there, and I feel like those came kind of bit me in the end. Like, literally a lap and a half. That's all I needed. And it was definitely bittersweet because it was right there, and I had third in the bag, and I was suffering. I was like suffering in a good way. Like, I wasn't dying out there, but I was trying to suffer a little bit more to try and get a gap on Cooper. And I knew, like, if I could just do that, I would be okay. But, like, I couldn't quite get away from him. You know, and he ended up getting me in the whoop. So frustrating, but still happy with the progress.
In my experience, going back on your whoops trouble at A2 in Glendale, in my experience, you set a bike up for whoops. Doesn't work so well in the corners, vice versa. Is that something that you were doing and then, like, sucking up for the whoops? And this setup's a little stiffer?
Yeah, I mean, we for sure focused on – that was our focus this week was whoops. We got to get the bike good in the whoops. And so, I feel like it was definitely a step in the right direction. The whoops weren't that gnarly tonight.
I didn't really want to say that, but, yeah, they weren't Glendale gnarly.
No, they weren't that gnarly. But the thing was, like, I was coming into them with confidence, whereas at Glendale I wasn't coming in with confidence. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, even during the week, like, where we started to where we ended and up in Charlotte, like, we definitely made improvements and stuff, so –
good track for you here. Oakland, podiumed here, the Cycle Trader team, I think. And I don't know, you're always good here.
Yeah, for sure. 2015, first podium ever with Cycle Trader. And then with Star, had a podium.
Oh, you ate crap, right? Yeah, yeah.
Tough block under the over-under. Yeah. Cooper's bike DNF'd.
Yeah.
That was a night. And then even at TLD, I had a good ride here. So,
what is it? Just the dirt?
I do like the dirt. I like the dirt here. I don't know, I like the Bay Area. It's been good to me, so, yeah.
Oh, cool. One more and then a break a little bit. Are you doing 450s or no?
Yeah, kind of lean towards not doing 450s at the moment, especially with them having Brock and stuff on the team.
Yep.
It's
fine. You're fine.
I have to edit that out. But
no, it's already been cleared.
Oh, okay. So anyways, yeah. We're just kind of focus. At this point, I mean, we haven't officially decided anything, but after the six-week swing of races, and I've been staying in Florida the whole time, so I've been going back and forth. The travel definitely wears on you a little bit, so I am looking forward to just being in Florida and doing some outdoor motos and getting into that for a little bit.
Done one 450 Supercross in your life, and that was 11-10 mods?
Actually, in 2011, I did, like, the first three or four.
Oh, you did?
Okay. On a 450. Yep. And I was always, like, fifth through eighth.
Right.
In the LCQ.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was, like, my, you know, second or third year ever racing, so... Yeah, but I did it more or less just to get my feet wet. So, yeah, I mean, I would like to for sure ride the 450 at some point, but at this point I am hired to ride the 250 for this team, so that is the main priority and the main focus.
All right, well, I can't wait to see what Phil has to say about you giving up third with a lap and a half to go. I'm sure he's going to be really stoked.
No, he's not happy at all, I'm sure. He probably threw the remote through the TV.
I heard he was drinking again. Dry January's over.
It's February 1st.
Yeah, no, I heard he was back on the sauce.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Right.
Yeah, he's a wine guy.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Amart.
Thank you.